Code Winds, Episode 2, a review of Happy 2.0, the Node.js web framework from Walmart Labs. Welcome to the Code Winds podcast, where we cover leading-edge web developer news and training with an emphasis on Node, JavaScript, and HTML5. My name is Jeff Barczewski, and I'm here to help you navigate the winds of change. This is a review of the Happy 2.0 functionality unveiled last Monday, January 27th, 2014 at NYET. The event was live streamed, so I was able to watch and take notes. Aaron Hammer, a Walmart Labs engineer and lead developer for Happy, shared a top-to-bottom feature discussion, including the new changes for version 2. My goal with this podcast is to mention some of the key changes with Happy 2 and how you would leverage them in your code. This review and Aaron's presentation are done such that you do not need to have a familiarity with Happy to get value. New users should come away with some understanding of Happy and how it can be useful for building robust web applications. Happy 2.0. The show notes for this podcast are at codewinds.com/podcast/002.html. I have a link to the original live stream, but the content starts at about 24 minutes in, so the URL in the show notes jumps directly to that spot. So what is Happy? Well, Happy is an awesome open source web framework created by Walmart Labs. The Happy framework grew out of years of development, first at Yahoo, as a project called SLED, which was later renamed PostMile. And then development continued at Walmart Labs. Initially, Aaron tried to build on Express, a popular web framework for Node.js, but found issues with the plugin order, undocumented dependencies, and fragility when he tries to use it with a large team. Happy was developed by Walmart Labs for their mobile division. Happy is built as a scalable web framework that they could use to evolve their system over time. It first started out as a reverse proxy or a pass-through in which it would take the requests to their existing back-end systems written in Java or other languages. Then, the goal was to decorate some of the requests, batch them, and begin to slowly replace the legacy code with new code in Node.js. Happy ran 100% of Walmart's mobile traffic starting with Black Friday, improved its stability running at about 1-2% CPU on 50 servers throughout the highest load. Aaron described the monitoring of these charts as lasagna graphs because they were just flat lines for CPU and memory use. Walmart is starting to replace more and more of its legacy code with Happy, and even now part of Walmart.com is going to be leveraging Happy. Happy has great REST API support, as well as an infrastructure for building web apps and even serving static content. Just configure the routes and you're ready to go. No extra plugins are necessary for most of the common functionality. I like how Aaron's presentation provided quick commentary about the features and how they evolved. Often we don't get the details on how something evolved and the changes that went in between 1.0 to 2.0. Happy 2.0 isn't a massive increase in new functionality. In fact, it's more about taking out the cruft, eliminating the redundant ways to do things, names that evolved over time, picking the best and cleaning up the others. I think this strategy really shows the wisdom and experience of its architect, Aaron, to resist the urge to add features by first solidifying the base. To start with, the route handler now has two parameters for its signature: request and reply. So instead of using request.reply, as we did in the past with Happy, now there's a separate function that you can use. And it has the same properties and things that it had from 1.0. Another change is server.route is now the way to do all your routing. Originally, there was add route and routes. And now this is just consolidated down to server.route. You can pass in one route or an object with many routes. This makes it easier for you to keep your routes in one place. And then you can also have the config for these routes in separate files. And along with the config for these routes, you can just configure validation right there at the route. So this allows you to set the parameters, the headers, the things that are expected, and make sure that everything is all valid before it passes anything into the handler. You can also configure cookies and the state, as well as the cache when the things expire. Server.table is a new method that gives you the active routing table. So once you've added lots of routes, possibly in different files, then you can access the active routing table by server.table. Happy is a configuration-centric framework. So rather than programming to set everything up, it's more that you set JavaScript properties. And then it really tries to stay out of your way. Happy is written so the meat of your web application can stay pure. You don't have to deal with the HTTP mechanisms unless you need to for a special case. This leads to clean code, which is more focused on your business logic and less on how to deliver via HTTP. One of the first things you'll probably write after your first handler is a helper. Helpers are ways to abstract out functionality that you may use in multiple places. For instance, like you're trying to look up a user profile or get a user shopping cart. Since these things are needed in multiple places, if you create a helper for this, then you can simply call that in many places and have the code all be located in one spot. Happy makes it very easy to set up helpers and to provide caching on them as well. It's very easy to, Happy will look at the parameters that are passed in and automatically cache. And you can set up the caching to cache to memory or to memcache or to Redis. Caching has changed for 2.0. With 2.0, they've dropped support for the full page cache. You can still configure the client cache headers and expiry, but the team removed the page cache from the server. They didn't want to have a half-baked solution for caching, and the solution they had in there didn't serve all the use cases. They still have great support for helper caching, which is more straightforward, and I believe that page caching will return soon either as a plugin or eventually as a configurable item. Another great feature in Happy is route prerequisites. These are basically tasks that you can assign that you want to have run before your handler runs. So this really cleans up your async handling. In so many cases, you need to fetch something from a database or make some other calls before you can actually do the rest of the work. So creating these things as prerequisites allows you to fire them off. When they're all done, then it will be able to continue and it'll call the handler. With Happy 2, you can specify these things as an array. So you can have arrays of tasks to run, intermixed with single items, intermixed with other arrays. These arrays will be run in parallel, followed by the single items. So you can set up any kind of asynchronous, synchronous flow that you need. Handler.bind is another new function for Happy 2 allows you to bind the handler to any object. And one use case might be to share state using object methods. API 2 also includes a new mechanism for replying where you need to do another asynchronous call before you can finish. So this allows you to, when you call the reply, to also tag chain a dot hold on in the end. So when you call the dot hold, and later on in your callback function, you can call send when you're ready to continue to let the flow run. Cookie configuration can now also be done in a central location where you can set the time to live in one place at the route config. API has extensive cookie functionality. You can automatically encode your objects, Base64 JSON, or even use an encryption, hashing and expiration with Aaron's iron container. It's all automatic. You just configure it, and API takes care of it for you. Plugins are a cornerstone of API. These differ from something like Express in that the plugins are just groupings of server functionality that can be mixed together into servers. You can organize a feature's functionality, its routes, its configuration, and its dependencies all into a plugin. They're packaged just like normal Node.js packages, and the main method only needs to have a register method to use it with API. These plugins can be developed in versions separately and then mixed into the server, which is great for testing. You can independently test and work on plugins and then mix them in simply by changing a version. It's interesting to note that with plugins, you can do everything you could do with the server. You could add routes, helpers. You could add lifecycle extensions. Pretty much anything you could do, which we do normally with just with the server, can be done in a plugin. API has a plugin composer, which can take a couple config files and build a server from that. There's even a command line option to do this from the command line. So, you could package all of your functionality into plugins, create a package JSON and a config JSON which specifies the plugins to use, and then the composer can put those together and create a server. This gives you great ability to version your functionality, to develop things separately, and evolve things as you need. If you couple the power of plugins with API's confidence module, you can have one setup which can provide a server config for all of your various environments. The confidence module gives you the power to create dynamic configs, which can be used for server environments, or for even at runtime use, it can give you dynamic A/B testing. Another change in API 2 is that the plugin now has its cache is now scoped, so any data that you cache won't collide with other plugins. It's automatically handled for you. In API 2.0, authorization is now properly extracted into schemes and strategies. So while you still have access to the basic auth and hawk, it's much easier to create new authentication and tie it right into the system. API has defined lifecycle extension points at which you can register to have your code called during the request lifecycle. For instance, you could hook in at the beginning of the request, before authentication, after authentication, before the response, etc. These extensions can specify dependencies and whether they need to go before or after others. Happy takes care of making sure things are called in the right order. One change to how these the signature for these extensions is that they now have two parameters, a request and reply, just like the handlers. The main change is that this used to be request next, but now the next is the reply, just like the handlers, which gives you lots of additional functionality. If you want to keep the reply as is and not change it, you can simply pass a null, and they will continue the response unchanged. Note that the website docs for 2.0 don't yet reflect this new code. So if you want to see examples, take a look at the code or the tests. You can do additional things for streamed responses in your extensions, like set headers, as well as peek into the packets being sent back. There's also new ops functionality. You can have the server load in memory logged on a timely basis, so you can keep a track of server health. You can easily configure the max input size, the timeouts for client and server. You can register tail methods, which run after a response has been sent. Another great feature that I like is server.inject. Server.inject allows you to use the Happy stack without going through the network. So this is great for testing, since you can create whatever kind of input that you want and then test the result. The good thing about Happy is this stack is even usable in production. It was necessary for things like calling into OpenAuth 2 when you need to call back into yourself. So you can use this server.inject if you need to ever call back in without getting the overhead of a network connection. There's also a simulate property for which you can simulate close issues. If you'd like to take a look at code that's using the new Happy 2 functionality, I'd recommend you check out Aaron Hammer's collaborative list-making tool at github/universe/postmile. This is a large sample app which uses the majority of Happy 2.0 functionality, so you can see how things are laid out and how they work for a large application. It saves its data into Mongo. I'll have a link for all these things in the show notes. So the major breaking changes that we discussed were that a Happy handler now has two parameters in its signature, a request and reply. Extensions now have that same signature. Many of the methods that you're used to using that had lots of aliases are now simplified, like server.route. Page caching is removed for now. You might expect this to come back as a plugin or a future option. Route prerequisites now use arrays to designate parallel tasks, and you can mix and match serial and parallel tasks. And finally, you probably want to read up on the new authorization configuration and mechanisms. Along with this podcast, I will have links to all these resources: happyjs.com, the GitHub site where Happy lives at Spumco, the Happy slides, the live stream recording YouTube link, Aaron Hammer's universe/postmile on GitHub. I have a link to Saul Maddox's Poetic Ninja's Happy Ninja boilerplate, Happy server example, which uses Node, Happy 2.0, Swig templates, and the Gulp Task Runner. And as always, you can follow CodeWinds blog and podcast for continuing coverage of Happy. So, in summary, Happy 2.0 is a well-thought-out release, which cleans up and solidifies the code base while adding some key functionality that can be built on. With Walmart putting this framework through the paces and other companies following in its footsteps, like the company I am consulting to, MasterCard, this framework has evolved with clarity, performance, team usability, and has great deploy and ops support. Furthermore, Aaron and his team have proved that Happy can handle Black Friday load with ultimate grace. And this new version solidifies its position among Node Web Frameworks. So I encourage you to check out Happy and let me know what you think. Head over to CodeWinds.com, leave me a comment or send me a tweet. Until next time, this is Jeff Parcheski with CodeWinds. Music by Audionautix.com.